We are going to finish our series that we started last week called Devoted. So last week we talked about true devotion. And we like to end the school year with this series because we do think it encapsulates, that's a big word, we do think it summarizes everything that we've been talking about for the year. And we talked about Jesus' definition of devotion. When he was asked, hey, which law is the most important? And we talk about there's like over 600 laws in the Old Testament, and Jesus summarized them into two things. One, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that is the definition of devotion. Jesus said the whole law can be boiled down to those two things. We talked about how God is not looking for people that are just doing the right things and not doing the right things. In fact, that last song we just sung talks about, hey, that incredible day when Jesus returns, right? When Jesus returns to make everything new, when he returns to gather his church, his body of believers, the group of people that are walking with him, what he's not looking for are people whose lives look a certain way because they don't do these things and they do these things. Those were religious people back in the day. What he is looking for is people whose hearts are truly his. In the Old Testament, God talks about, he says, hey, the Lord searches to and fro throughout the land looking for hearts that are fully his, that he might fully support them. Now, don't get me wrong. Obviously, we want our lives to look differently. Right, we talk about that a lot throughout the school year, but here was the heart of what we talked about last week, was that, hey, the difference in our lives needs to be a result of our devotion to God. It needs to be a result of our devotion to God, that as we love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, everything else takes care of itself and it all plays together, not because we think we need to perform for God, but because he has performed for us. And we want more of him. We want to know him more. We want to be devoted to him. And we talked about how a lot of times we're all devoted in our own lives to all kinds of different things. I know I have been, and that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing if you're devoted to something that is worthy of being devoted to, but how God is ultimately the most worthy of our truest and strongest devotion. And so today, I want to do two things. One, I want to let you know why the devoted life is the best life. The life devoted to God, devoted to Jesus Christ, is the best life. And then two, we're going to get some of our students to share that from their own lives as well. So let me give you a couple reasons scripturally why the devoted life is the best life. That if you can be devoted to a ton of different things in your life, why the life that is marked most primarily, that is mainly marked at its center of a devotion to Jesus Christ, is the best life. And the first reason is this: the devoted life is the most satisfying life. And if you were to go to adult service this weekend, you would hear Todd start this series about Summer on the Mount, the Sermon on the Mount, and he would start in Matthew chapter 5, all right, verses 2 through 3, and it would be Jesus starting his sermon, and Jesus says this, the Bible says this, says, and Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And Todd, you would have heard Todd talk about that word blessed, and we will get more, we'll talk all about this here in just a couple weeks. But what I want you to know is that word blessed refers to this idea that God wants to bless you. That he looks at you as the way, like a father to a son or daughter that says, hey, I want you to have a fruitful life. I want you to have the most full life. I want your life to be the most satisfying it could be. And that's what I want for you. I don't want you to have a lesser life or to miss out on what could be. I want you to have the best life you could possibly have. And we have to start there. And if your vision of God, if your view of God is he's out to get you, he's a killjoy, He wants you to miss out on all the best parts of things that you could partake in, and your view of God is wrong. God is a gracious and good Father who gives good gifts, who from the very beginning in Genesis created his people to live in perfect harmony with him. The only time up to this point that perfection had existed in the Bible was in Genesis 1 and 2, in the beginning of chapter 3, when God had created that perfect rhythm, when there was no sin, when there was no brokenness. And God created that because he wants that for his people, and he wants that for you. John 10:10, Jesus says this. He says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. The thief does not come with any good intentions, anything like, hey, you can really enjoy this. No, the only intention that the thief has, that the enemy has, that our flesh has, the sinful nature, is to steal and kill and destroy. But Jesus, he says, I came so that they might have life and have it abundantly. Some of your translations will say life to the full. The fullest possible life. And that is the devoted life. I've been walking with Jesus for 17 years, and I can tell you the life devoted to Christ is the best life. I've looked other places. I have, trust me. I've looked in popularity. I've looked in success. Obviously not sports success, because I'm not the most athletic person ever, but I've tried that. I've tried everything that I could have tried, and in relationships, in friendships, in money, in just entertaining myself. And I would tell you, I promise you, the life devoted to Christ is the most satisfying life. At times when I have tried to be, when I've been devoted to other things, it has been satisfying. I mean, I'd be lying if I told you there were parts of my life that were not satisfying. But if we are talking about the most satisfying life, a satisfaction that does not fade, a joy, a fullness, an abundance in my life that does not fade, it has been when I have walked closely with Christ. When I have seen him transform my heart. When I've read in his word about how much he loves me. When that's sunk in, when I've really meditated on that and thought about that. When I have surrendered my life to Christ, or surrendered certain parts of my heart that I didn't want to surrender before. When I've walked in the ways that he has called me to walk. Because it's good. That's the way he's designed it. That is when I've experienced the most abundant life. Spiritual leadership. Investing in people. Sharing the gospel with people. Discipling people. Investing in people. And being spiritually led by somebody else. That has been the most satisfying life for me. And it can be for you. And it's meant to be for you. And the life devoted to Christ is the most satisfying life. Not only that, the life, the devoted life is the truly restful life. How many of you guys are ready for summer? Raise your hands. Yes. Summer is the best. I loved summer.